In the 60 years, you're left with zero. So you machal your karna. So how does it help? So you call your karna. You're using up all the capital. So Gemara says, Enachanami. Elo, what's the case talking about? Elo, rather, hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Bizman sheina yoivon noig. We're talking about like bizman is there, that we do not have the din yoivon. So bizman is there, when you buy property, it stays by you forever. Till the bank takes away from you. But if not for the bank, it stays by you. When you buy property now, it stays by you, loilam. Hocha, the Gemara says, hocha nami mistavra. This is a svar also. If you want to tell me we're talking about this man, there was Yoivul. And therefore, when you buy the field, you have to give it back to the owner at the end of 50 years, so it's going to come out anyway. There's going to be a kill your karno, you're going to end up, use up all the capital. If so, why do you have to sell the wood and buy property? Let's chop up the wood. Let them use it themselves. So what do you got to sell and buy property for? And later be mechal your karna. Do it this way. Chop up the wood and use the wood. The Gemara says, no. Imishum ho lekasha. For this loan, it wouldn't be a kasha. Zimnen de shalmi shnei mashkanto mak me yoivol. Because sometimes the year of the mashkin will be up before yoivol. Therefore, as long as possible, we want to keep the karen around. That maybe the karen will be paid up, and then it'll go back to the owner. So therefore, if at all possible to extend it, we try and extend it that maybe the mashkin will be he'll be shomer yemei mashkanta. So then the owner will get it back. So it's not called you like mechal yekarna from the owner. The owner will get back his tree. He'll get back the property at least for that amount of years. So it's not called you mechal yekarna from the owner. Inami ares or else inami temoti leizuzi oporak leyabor v'chom mishonim mak meyivo. Or else maybe you'll get money, or Poroklen will be paid to their property back 4 or 5 years before Yevil. It's like maybe you'll get some money for it yet. It's not called Ankepset Machal Yekarna. Maybe you'll pay your money for it, so therefore, that's the eighth to do. If you just use the wood and chop it up and use it, for sure you're going to use up everything. But if you sell it and get property, maybe the owner will be paid to it a few years before Yevil. So he'll give you back some money yet. So you will get some money for it. So it's not called Kilokarna, it's not a Vadai. Kilo karna, that's why this way is better than just using up the eitim. Nothing more says. Tana Rabbana. Somebody hired a ship. And the ship sunk in the middle of the road, in the middle of the way. In the middle of the trip. Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Nassan says, in Nassan, if you paid already, the fare, loyito. You can't get your money back. If you did not pay your fare yet, lo yitain, don't have to pay no more. But the Mahekhi Dami, what are we talking about over here? Ilay mo bisvina zu. If I said, I want to hire from you this ship for Yayin Stam, and I want you now to transpose this wine. I have this wine that I'm hiring you to transport the wine from here to someplace else down the ocean, down the river. So, im nosan, if you paid already, am I lo yita? Why don't you get your money back? Namely, you could say back to the captain, Havli Svinto Tiano Masino Chamra. Like, if I paid you already, want to get it back, then Havli Svinto Tiano Masino Chamra. Like, listen, I have wine for you to take. Bring me a Svin and take it, then I'll pay you. Since your boat sunk, I don't have to pay you. In other cases like this, Besvina Stam, that I said Stam, I want to hire from you a ship. And you should take this wine. So now that this wine sunk, he doesn't have to do any more job for you. He only agreed to take this wine. And it has happened that the boat sunk. So therefore, you don't get your money back. Now, if so, but in Loinosna, if you did not pay, Amai Loyitan, why don't you have to pay? Luchur, you should have to pay the captain money. Namely, let him say, Havli hu chamro v'yano maithino. Sivinto, let the captain say, listen, we made up a deal that I'll transport your wine, this wine. Give me the wine and I'll transport it for you. It sunk. It's not my fault. That none has happened. I'm not achroi for that. So therefore, since you do not have what to give me to do work, I'm ready to do work, so then you should have to pay me the rent. So why don't you have to pay me the fare still? Papa says, Loi Mishkachas Lo, what's the only case we can find? Ela Besrina Zu V'yayin Zeh. When the deal was, I'm hiring from you this ship and to transport this wine.
In such a case, if he paid, he paid. If not, not. Because each one has a taina back to the other one. It's like it's a suffix. And therefore, in a suffix, we say, leave it to wherever the money is, we leave it. Rashi says, loy biyad zeh, v'zeh l'hashlim. Neither of them could finish their tanoim of their condition. Therefore, wherever the money is, we leave it. Avol b'svinas tam, v'yayin tam. But if I'm hiring from you any ship you have, and to transport anyone I have, then cholkin to renechanami, you have to pay for half of the road, half of the trip. Therefore, half the pay you have to, and half comes back. Yeah. So I said cholkin im kibble, if you can kabel all the money yachra chatzi v'im loy nosni chatzi shre biyat shneim lahashlim v'im yachra manitva malitza nachatzi yasa tenoi, that both of them could do the tenoim. I could give you another ship, and you could give me other wine. So either do that, and if you don't do that, you have to pay me fare for the trip. Torah Rabbani, we learned like this. If you hired out a svina, a ship, to take your merchandise down the river, and you had a set price, the other meaning is, you unloaded it half the road, half the way. So you have to pay him just for the half of the ride. He only has a right to have complaints against you. Like the owner only has complaints, but he can't force you to pay him the whole trip. So Rashlan's Kasakla the Havaminar is Sochrad Mokomplaini. I hired to use this boat like a mile down the river for this amount of money. And when it came halfway, half mile down, he said, that's it, stop here. I'm getting off, taking all my cargo off here. So you only have to pay him for half of a mile, not for the mile. And the owner only has the right to have complaints against you. So he says, hey, what's the case talking about? If when you stop at halfway, the owner, the captain, could find another person to use the ship to go further, to throw my islet to roommate, why should the captain have complaints? He'll get his money, he'll get somebody else to hire the boat. If he can't find somebody else to hire out, to rent out his boat, then the first renter should have to pay for the whole job. Like you made an agreement, you're going to pay me to go down a mile. So I'm ready to go there. How could you back out in the middle? You should have to pay me for the whole thing. Tumor says, we're talking about now that the captain could find other people to rent it out.